Come take my hand and see the world around you. The time is right, just let the light surround you. And step by step, you feel it coming alive. The feeling deep down inside, and you've got nothing to hide. To reach the top, you've gotta keep on moving. Don't let it stop, just gotta keep on moving. I know you're doing your best, you're stepping up from the rest. Just keep on passing the test.
Happy Tuesday to you. If it is Tuesday, it is time once again to get powered up and energized with Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. So come on in, come on in. Happy Tuesday to you. I hope that your week is off to a fantastic start, that you are having a productive week. We like to start the program on a note of gratitude. So what are you grateful for today? I, for one, I'm always grateful for the beautiful weather, and it seems like we went from spring right into the heat of the summer, because we're already seeing temperatures here in Georgia in the upper 80s and even 90 degrees. So, you know, we should not be complaining, because when it was cold, we were complaining that it was cold. So let us just enjoy the warmer temperatures. It's a great opportunity to get out there if you're able to get some fresh air. If you're not able to, at least have an open window so you can enjoy the fresh breeze and the beautiful skies in most areas right now. So again, welcome to the program. We have another packed hour for you today as we get energized and remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. So today I want to bring you the second portion of the program we did regarding the MSMEs, the small, micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, and what is needed to support these businesses. So I want to bring you that second portion of the program, and then stay tuned for the end of the program where we will talk about our tip of the day, the tip of the week. So as we normally do, let us get the program started off with a great song. This one is from Kalin XP, and it is a song entitled Anujwe Kadas. Let us play our Kadas Lipso music is the English translation. So enjoy this number from Kalin XP and Ushwe Kadas, and then we will go right into the second portion of our program regarding the MSMEs and what is needed to support them in Dominica and the Caribbean region. Stay tuned.
so balade music la paske all of mon ke poi si nu gaspieta so I no drinkadas drinkadas to let you poi a tut modla to pa to a to di tu I no drinkadas can I sleep so drinkadas monte play home drinkadas pakite ma
passport, birth certificate, or you need relocation services? Then look no further. Cymex is here for you. All your document renewal, document retrieval, and relocation services. Convenient, professional, and stress-free. Contact Cymex today. Visit us at www.simexx.org. Again, www.simexx.org or call or WhatsApp us at area code 767-316-7752. Again, 767-316-7752. Cymex is your one-stop shop for document renewal, document retrieval, and relocation services. Cymex, your homeland connection, bringing Dominica to you. Contact us today.
How much Dominican history do you know? Want to learn some fun facts? We have a great and fun way to test your knowledge and learn more about our history. Get your copy of Dominic Anu, Dominica in Puzzle, fun for the whole family. Available now on Amazon.com. Visit pushpast10.com to learn more. Email us at dominicainpuzzle@gmail.com or call 877-698-9894.
Company that is just getting off the ground. What do you need in terms of support? So we're talking about support at every level, at a national level, at a local level, and international level. What is some of the support that you need in addition to, of course, people signing up for your services? What is the support that you need?
As a company that is working, that our main business is, you know, to stand in between organizations and people all over. Where my original idea was to provide a service to people outside of Dominica, but putting it into action, I realized that it's something that people, even in Dominica, are requesting our services. So it's something that I plan to introduce later on, that I'm going to have to introduce earlier on, because it's something that people are actually, people that are on the ground in Dominica are actually looking forward to having someone else go to pick up their passport for them on their behalf instead of having to leave work and go and pick it up and stuff like that. So as a company that's doing that type of business, and our main thing is relationships and building relationships with the different offices, different ministries, different parts different offices, basically. Currently, with the immigration office, we do have a relationship. They recognize us as a company that's doing that, and they are facilitating our requests. So I would like to give kudos to the immigration department and the immigration inspector who recognizes CIMEX as an official agent for people doing their passports and those things. What we would like to do is we would like to have more support from different, you know, the different offices. We would I'm hoping that people at Social Security are probably listening, and so they understand that it's a company, real company that's trying to avoid the types of problems that I'm going through with Social Security. I'm trying to help avoid those problems for other people who want businesses. So for me, I'm looking at it as I'm going through it. I will go through it. I will send them exactly what they need. But the fact is that going forward, I know that I can help people to avoid that part of the issue. So if you have a business and you're living overseas and you want to do those things, CIMEX can help you to get through it because we've been through it. So we just want to be able to have relationships with different organizations and so that we can facilitate what we really want to do. I think that's really what we want from the various offices. That's all.
And mind you, Social Security is only one department. So I can imagine as someone who lives out of Dominica, who's willing to invest in Dominica, the other challenges that you may face, because even for us, we don't have a business in Dominica, but of course, you know, we have other interests in Dominica. And in terms of reaching anyone at the bank, you'd be very lucky if somebody actually picks up the phone when you call the bank. So luckily, you know, you have to have an inside contact that you can reach to ask, you know, what should I do with this particular situation, so that that person can direct you to somebody else who can help you. And it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that I have to have a special contact in the bank or a special contact in Social Security or a special contact at the registry, because that too we have. We have somebody who's a special contact at the registry when we need those documents. And in this case, you're going to be that contact for a lot of folks. But it shouldn't be that way, right? It shouldn't be that way that you have to have someone special to intervene on your behalf in terms of getting what you need done in Dominica. So I hope that the powers that be are listening, so that they know, first and foremost, that there are Dominicans overseas who are ready to invest in our country, but it has to be a more of an enabling environment to be able to do so. Jillian, you had any thoughts on that?
I think of the different things that our businesses need, the different support that our businesses need to thrive, to grow. I just stop at mentorship. Mm-hmm. That is a critical aspect of what our small businesses need. Before the money, before sometimes even before they start the business. Mm-hmm. So those that you have mentioned, those are important. But I believe that we also have to think of the softer things that they need as well, because they make a difference. Mm-hmm. And even when you may not be able to change some red tape because it's not practical. So the things that we need may not be practical. It would be the best, the most convenient thing for us, but it's not practical for us to get some things that we need. Mm-hmm. When a business has to deal with those things, if they have mentorship, if they have coaching, they are able to better cope with the different challenges, with the quote-unquote delay, because sometimes it delays things, but other times it's really part of the process. Mm-hmm. And knowing that there's a process and trusting the process is a critical mindset to have as someone within any sector, larger businesses, smaller businesses. knowing that there's a process and we trust the process and use the process is a critical realization as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm happy that Elhan started telling us what she needs in terms of being a small business. But I also think we have to have the broader conversation in terms of the level of competition that now exists in Dominica, because again, the Chinese business people are receiving preferential treatment. When we look at the duties at the port, the concessions that they receive at the port, and then you talk to local Dominicans and they don't receive those concessions. So how are they supposed to compete? And doing these programs, I've had the chance to speak to a number of entrepreneurs in various fields in Dominica. And the one thing they all bring up when I bring up the conversation of challenges is the port fees. The amount of fees that they have to pay at the port. So let us have this conversation. How are they supposed to compete? Is Dominicans being placed as a priority in their own country in terms of being able to conduct business and even the employment in Dominica? Because we all know that Elhana is able to fund her business because she's gainfully employed. Now, can you imagine the number of local Dominicans that have businesses that are ready to put their feet to the metal to get those businesses off the ground, but they don't have a job? So how are they supposed to fund a new business which would help the economy, help employment in Dominica when they are not employed? Because many of the projects that are ongoing in Dominica right now are Chinese-based projects, and the Chinese are hiring themselves. So many times people get aggravated when we have these conversations, but we have to have these conversations because we see the proof on the ground. We see the proof when our family members call us and say they cannot find work, especially our young men who still want to pride themselves as providers, and they have their girlfriends and they want to potentially turn that girlfriend into a wife and have a family, but they have no job. It affects their manhood. You know what I mean? So let us have that conversation. You've been on the ground, Jillian. Have you seen an increase in Chinese businesses, and what is the competition that is in Dominica with the Chinese and the locals?
I can agree that we are holding the blade in this.
Yep.
And the Chinese are holding the handle. And it is something that has been happening for a while. And it is beyond the individual entrepreneur to change it.
Mm-hmm.
It requires a concerted effort among our businesses, and we know that collaboration and that connection is very difficult to have.
One second, Jillian, let's take a call. Hold that thought, okay? Write it down so you don't forget. Zambi, you're muted.
Yeah, good evening, caller. Yeah, go ahead.
Good evening, Dominica. Good evening, St. Joseph. Good evening, Seymour. Oh, God bless.
Good evening, my friend.
Yeah, you're touching the right note, because I take loan from 8 Bank and I pay my loan.
Mm-hmm.
In that time when I used to have this small business, running little farms and stuff, selling little eggs and boilers from the country.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be market. There used to be opportunity to make money. Simo, if you people, young people, going to borrow money to do business, I believe the government need to play a greater part, especially in agriculture.
Yeah.
In whatever business those people doing, to find markets for those people. So not just opening a business, but in opening the business, they could have return that they can service their loan. Lately, their politician, I remember a certain politician tell Dominican young people, when they turn 18 years, they will get some money to open their own business. These are the lies that they tell to the young people. So at that time, you're making people believe everything will be for free. So I am saying you have to have a greater role, a greater support. And here it is. You have Chinese competing against Dominicans. And Chinese is not consuming Dominican products. I mean, I used to work in Lai River Hotel in the kitchen. I saw Chinese kill snakes and cook. Fodder by a plate of food. So I am saying the government have to play a greater role in helping young people so that young people can service their loan or service their debt. God bless Dominica. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, caller. Jillian, and he raised a number of very good points. The importance of paying back those loans so that other people can benefit from those loans. The importance of markets, right? Because we have a number of people who are interested in becoming agro-processors. And as a matter of fact, I was on Facebook earlier and I saw this opportunity for grants. So I'm going to post it on Push Past 10 and hopefully on Q95 as well. It's from the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Blue and Green Economy. And it is for agro-processors up to $40,000 grant funded assistance for micro, small, and medium businesses. Exactly what we are talking about this evening. Funding based on current operations and equipment needs. And I always say, have a pen and paper when we're doing this program, because we're going to give you information that you can use. So if you have a pen and paper, the number to call is 767-266-3998. Again, 767-266-3998. And let's see if there's an email address, if I can see it with my glasses. It's a long email address, so I would just encourage you to call the number again, 767-266-3998. And this is through, if you're in Dominica, you can probably go to the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Blue and Green Economy. Again, grant funding for agro processors, and it is up to $40,000 in funding, and it's assistance for micro, small, and medium businesses. And you know, as I hope you didn't forget your thought, Jillian, because I want you to come back to it. But as we're talking about grant funding, another challenge is training people in terms of how to apply for these grants, right? Because a lot of people are interested in the grants, but then when Jillian talks about not even having a basic business plan, it tells us that a lot of our small and medium businesses are not in the position where they're ready to take their businesses to the next level. So, Jillian, let me come back to you so you can continue your thought.
Yes, my thought was on collaboration, on having a joint approach, a joint voice as a sector. If we are going to get change, we need to have a force. We need to come together as entrepreneurs and small businesses to demand the things that we need as a sector. So that should be a step towards the issues that you've mentioned. And also Dominicans on a whole have to be part of the solution. Who goes to the Chinese stores and buy too, and not buy from other Dominicans?
Right.
It's Dominicans. Mm-hmm. So there are many, many things that contribute to where we are at right now. And that makes me think of the issue of markets. When I coach entrepreneurs in terms of developing their business model, I always tell them, you should not base your business model on Dominica being your sole revenue stream.
Right.
It is not easy to export. So that's a very big challenge. We get in what we create out of the country. Mm-hmm. And that is an area of support that our small businesses need. While that's not available, there are other ways that businesses can implement passive income and getting value to the outside world through technology. Mm-hmm. So I always encourage entrepreneurs to think of technology and how can you tap into the outside market with a different type of offering that you add to your business. Mm-hmm. So for example, you are a local producer. How can you take your skill, your experience, and package it in a digital way to bring in revenue?
Mm-hmm.
So we always have to be thinking of how do we reach out of Dominica. So I believe that markets are a key area of support that we need, and a key way of getting this change is a joint effort, collaboration, joining forces in the sector, which we see is not happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and before we move on, Jillian, I just want to also give you an opportunity to tell us a little bit more about what you do as a business resilient coach, because I get the sense that many of our entrepreneurs and our small businesses in Dominica, they need the services that you provide. And then once I go over to Elhana, I want you to post your contact information in the chat area, and I will read it out for those who are listening on the radio. So guys, don't forget, grab your pen, grab your paper. And then once she's done, Elhana, I want to come to you because I want you to tell us about the importance of e-commerce, the importance of embracing an international audience, an international potential clients, because there too, I think there's a huge challenge that many Dominicans, going back to that mindset that we were talking about, that many Dominicans are stuck with seeing their market as only folks in Dominica. They do not think beyond Dominica. So we're going to come to you for that, Elhana. So gather your thoughts on that. But Jillian, just kind of tell us a little bit more about what you do, because I suspect we need your services for many of our local businesses and even international businesses as well. Oh, by the way, one other thing, I forgot to acknowledge Sandra Alexander, who's joining us. I'm on Facebook. Alvin and Anthony, continue with the comments. We are coming to them. And anybody else who has any comments to post, we are coming to you in just a minute. Jillian, over to you.
Yes, so I'm the CEO of Your Extra Hands.
Yes.
Your Extra Hands started off as a virtual administrative assistance business in 2017. However, from my experience at a local business with multiple, it was a group of companies, I honed skills in sales, in marketing, in business development that allowed me to go to the foundation of what makes a business strong, what makes a business resilient in terms of the many challenges that that business would have faced over the time that I was there, which was about 9 years. So I determined that I was moving from this low value solution to a higher value one, where I would help entrepreneurs cultivate resilience in themselves and in their businesses. And a key area of doing so is developing success habits as an entrepreneur, and also in terms of your business, creating a business model that is differentiated. So when I work with entrepreneurs, I look at how can the person, because everything starts with the person in the MSME sector. If we overlook the person, we have already failed in our intervention. So I work with the person. So I'm a trained leadership coach.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at the person in the business and how can I come alongside you to fix the programming that do not work, the ways of thinking that do not work for you to be able to bounce back quickly in the face of challenges in your business. And I'm also trained in business model design, lean business model design, and design thinking to develop a business idea, which all looks at having an agile business, mm-hmm. a business that's adaptive, a business that goes deep into the core of the market that is being served, because that is a critical aspect of resilience. You have to be very in tune with the market so you can shift when necessary. And I do training on a one-on-one basis. I call this my VIP trainings and coaching. I also do accountability, because many people do not get the results that they need because they don't have someone keeping them accountable. I do training for organizations such as ICA. I train with the DIC as well. I train teams outside of Dominica. Thank God for Zoom
and technology.
And tech. So I start from the person, and something that's key to me as a coach is empathy. Mm-hmm. I put myself in the place of whoever I work with, because at the end of the day, that is the person who has to take the bull by the horn and make things work in their business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're giving out a lot of information this evening. So again, if you've missed any portion of the program, remember you can always catch the replay of our programs on Q95DA.com. Usually we have them posted by the next day. So again, Q95DA.com. And we will most likely have the video of this program up and running by tomorrow, because again, we're providing so much information, it may be very difficult to keep track of what we're saying. But Jillian, go ahead and post your information in the comments on Facebook, if you have an email address, a phone number, because I suspect we have folks that probably have many questions for you, such as, do you offer workshops? And how they can get in touch with you if they're getting ready to start a business, but they need some guidance. So, Elena, let me come over to you. The importance of e-commerce in everything that you're doing and just embracing technology. But before we do that, caller called right on cue before you start talking. Go ahead.
Good evening, caller. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Okay. Nice program. Been listening.
Thank you.
You all caught my attention here. What I'm hearing concerning business, I'm just hearing individual things that people can do individually for them to try something to see if they get some success being in Dominica. But we're not talking about, especially market, collective, marketing and all this different stuff where everybody, you have a market, and a certain high percentage of the population can get involved in such things, and then you can supply that market and all this stuff. So if you all scared to say it, I'm going to say it, because it seems like you all beating around the bush. The reason why Dominica right now is not a business environment, they are the capabilities, and it's possible that things can rise. But the reason why things are like that is because of incompetent leadership. We are paying ministers, that the ministers of trade and all these different things, how much per month, and what do they do? Nobody gets market. You know what I'm saying? We have the ability to do what it takes to supply those markets and get going, but nothing is being done. What you would find that you have a prime minister that gets out of Dominica instead of actually promoting agriculture in Dominica so we can get some markets, he rather disrespect Dominica by begging for all sorts and manner of things to have a handout somewhere to do other things. So I am saying the main issue we have in Dominica is an incompetent government, bad leadership, messed up the whole environment of young people getting into business, entrepreneurs, and all this different stuff. Because they corrupted the environment for business right now. So we can, why they can't even bring in an investor, right, to actually utilize or set up a plant so we can do, they can do processing. It would be so good for young people to have certain levels that you can have your own material, your own goods shipped just down the road to a factory and get paid and move on and these different things. But we don't have that. So I understand what you are saying. It is welcoming. But all I'm hearing is you are saying about something, talking to individuals trying to do a business in a non-business environment at the moment. Dominica have no respect outside of Dominica, because without respect for the country, you don't get interest. Investors don't have interest in the country. So the leadership that is there caused Dominica to lose the respect for the country, that nobody is interested per se in what Dominica really have to provide. So somebody, and an entrepreneur, somebody have to fight so hard to influence somebody out there to get the product on the market or something. Anyway, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, caller, and you're absolutely correct. You know, this is why we open up our conversations to our audience, to anyone who wants to call in or anyone who wants to engage us on Facebook and YouTube, because we all know our audience have such important contributions to make to the discussion. So we did talk about there being a lack of an enabling environment, but you brought up so many other important points. The fact that we need leadership to be able to create those markets, the fact that we can work collectively, right, as a people to advance our own agendas. So I think you made some excellent points, and I especially like that you talk about not being able to attract investors. Because other than the usual suspects we keep hearing about in Dominica, when was the last time that we heard of a significant investor, international investor, being interested in doing business in Dominica? And I also like that you alluded to the fact that, and I think it was Jillian who talked about it as well, this whole dependency mindset that we see in Dominica, where people are no longer willing to, you know, I always say we grew up poor, but the one thing we had that many people of my generation, Jillian's generation, Elhana's generation, and the generations before us, the one thing we had, which is why we can sit here and share our experiences and share our successes, is because we had work ethic. We knew how to work. Elhana had her head down in a book every day because she knew that she had to get that education. Jillian went out and got all the experience she needed. And she did not just go through the experiences. She learned from the experiences so that now she can come back and give back to Dominica. But without a work ethic, none of this is possible. So caller, some brilliant points. And I'm so happy that you and our previous caller called in. Guys, I forgot where we were in the conversation, who was talking, because this caller really just brought to light some very important points. Which one of you was talking? Elhana, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm supposed to start now.
Thank you guys for keeping me in track.
Yeah, so just before I talk about exactly what you asked me about, I want to chime in a little bit on what has been said in between. I think we should not discount the importance of accountability and, you know, people taking responsibility for their own success in their businesses. And also the people, like the citizens of Dominica, taking responsibility for certain things like that, like making your business succeed, finding markets for your business as well. I mean, we have the internet and we are all on it. Everybody's on Facebook. People use social media. I mean, it doesn't take actually someone to say, hey, I have a market for your potatoes. Can you send me your potatoes so I can send it to this contact I have wherever? people need to take accountability and try to, I mean, I'm not saying that the reason why they're not succeeding is because they're not doing enough or they're not looking for opportunities. But it should not just be like, you know, someone from Ministry of Trade needs to come and tell us there's a market and we're collecting goods for that particular market. We need to make use of what we have, all the resources that we have. We have the internet. We have all the types of technology to make contact and to make the world smaller. Like in the times of before, in the time of bananas, we did not have internet. We could not contact people how we wanted. They used to use telegram. They didn't have phones and all those different things. So obviously at that point, we needed the government to actually have a particular market. So Tesco would be collecting bananas for Tesco and all those different things. And, you know, that was how things went because of technology at the time and how the world was at the time. But no, I mean, we should not be blaming our lack of success in our businesses, especially in the agricultural or in anything that where you need to export in terms of that, because completely, I mean, they do have a part to play because we do pay governments, workers, government ministers, we do pay them. Mm-hmm. To facilitate those areas and to make things better and to make an enabling environment for businesses. But the buck doesn't stop here. We can't just say, okay, well, because we have a bad government and bad leadership, that means that everything is because the government is not doing the right thing or because the people in the positions are not doing the right thing. We also need to put accountability at our feet as well, because we do, you know, I mean, there are different things that you can do. And if you have not tried to find, you know, those things on your own or to find ways to get like a market for your products or for something, then you cannot completely place the blame anywhere. Then in terms of like agro processing and those things, yes, the government can help in those terms, but in terms of investments, these are usually private investments. If Dominicans living abroad, they want to come together, create some type of company, some type of foundation, and create some type of agro-processing plant, that is something that citizens also need to contribute to those types of things. In other countries that are developing, the government doesn't take part in those types of activities. These are private sector investments. A lot of these private sector investments, these are things that people actually come together and do. And what we are missing in Dominica is we are missing that type of mindset. We are missing that type of mentality where people take things into their own hands, not politically. We're not talking about politically take things into your hands and feet on the ground. Where is that type of take things in our own hands? Let's come together, 10, 15, 20 of us living in the United States. We put together $20,000 each, right? $20,000 each. Let's 10 people, that's $200,000. You can put up a plant, an agro-processing plant. So these things are things that Dominicans should be able to come together and do. These things are usually in any other type of thriving environment. These are not things that the government takes care of. So mm-hmm. Dominicans need to come together and get their mindset right and try to, you know, take things into their own hands. And we kind of just agree that this is the government and we're just going to be a failed state because the government is not doing the right things every time. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to put a little bit of what I thought regarding those thoughts out there, because I really do not subscribe to the blaming everything on the government type of mentality for small business, because it's not working. And a lot of businesses are closing. A lot of businesses are not getting the results that they want. And a lot of times we can say the system is not enabling, but a lot of times it is to do with the mindset. And we need to improve our business mindset. A lot of times someone will be selling sandwiches and people complain and they're like, that's how I'm making my sandwiches. If people complain about the sandwiches, that means you need to make changes and improve your sandwich, you know? So a lot of it is through the business mentality. And although, yes, the government does play a role, because that's the role of the government to create an enabling environment. But we do have to play our part.
Yeah, and I think you said that very eloquently, because we cannot, and I say this on this program all the time, we cannot just sit by and say, well, the government is not creating an enabling environment, so kaipul kwazi, everything is broken, everything is done. We have to figure out what else can be done. So I see exactly what you're saying, Elhana, that just because we're not getting the enabling environment, we can't just sit in a corner and crumble and die. We still have to get back up, take accountability, and move forward. We have another call coming in.
Good evening, caller. Please go ahead.
That's me again. on a follow-up. I hate to do that. But let me ask a question here. When we're talking about that the government, we should not rely on the government to do as much and this thing. How do you expect a Dominican with a private business to thrive? Let's say that Dominican have a store where in the custom they pay so much and the Chinese bringing their own for free. Mm-hmm. How do you expect that Dominican to compete with the Chinese? So who is responsible for not having the Chinese pay and have the Dominican pay? Mm-hmm. You get where I'm coming from now. Yes. You see who is responsible. I don't have to tell you, but you all know. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I am saying, if you don't give that type of encouragement to the local people to make the environment very enabling to do business, you will find that everybody going to be discouraged, right? For instance, let me use the agriculture. We once had banana, international markets for banana. Now, the banana industry, let's use banana, banana in particular. It died. It's gone. We call it, it died. Now, as a farmer, when you know last week, you pack up 100 boxes of banana, you drop it at the drop point, which is on the cost in the pot, and then you turn your back, you go home, and the next week your money goes into your bank account or they pay you personally when they come to pay you however they did. And you go about your business and you have other crops and you're doing your stuff. That is where Dominicans were. But today, you find yourself now have to be on the roadside begging somebody to buy a hand of banana from you as the same farmer that used to make 100 boxes, drop it on the plot, go into your bed, do other work, and your money's go to the bank. But today, you have to beg somebody to buy a hand of banana from you. Isn't that discouraging? You expect anybody to feel comfortable continue doing agriculture in that type of environment under that type of leadership? It's not the banana that make itself become like that. It has to be some sort of leadership that destroyed it. That's why somebody have to suffer from the incompetence of somebody else. So think about that and where I'm coming from.
Yes, thank you, caller. Absolutely. Very real world examples that our caller is sharing with us. So we truly appreciate his contribution to the conversation. And we really hope to see the leadership being in place that is needed to ensure, like we said before, that Dominicans receive priority in their own country.
You are listening to Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone. If you live in Canada, the US, and the UK and are looking for Dominica products including cocoa sticks, bay rum, coffee, soaps, crafts, and other popular Dominica items, then look no further. You can now shop on buydominicaonline.com, a secure, easy-to-navigate website selling a wide variety of Dominica-made and Dominica-inspired products. When you shop on buydominicaonline.com, you are helping to grow Dominica's economy. Go to buydominicaonline.com and enjoy home away from home.
To the second portion of the program we did on the MSMEs, and I want to say a very special thank you to Mrs. Jillian LaRocque and Miss Elhana, Miss Elhana Alexis, for being our guest on that particular program. So, of course, we have lots more coming up for you with regards to programming, with regards to bringing on guests to not only tell their stories, but to make an impact on the world around us. So I hope that you will continue to follow us. If you're regular listeners to the program, we certainly want to thank you for being locked on every Tuesday from 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, right here on TDN Radio. And if this is your first time joining joining us, don't forget to set a reminder so that you can be a part of the program. And while we're at it, don't forget to check out PushPast10, PushPast10.com for all the information you need about these programs, including our YouTube channel, where we have a number of programs are posted for you, as well as the link to any past podcasts of this program you may have missed along the way. And we encourage you to follow us on Facebook at Push Past 10, as well as YouTube on Push Past 10 as well, so that you don't miss any of our live programs. So with regards to the tip of the week this week, I want to bring you this particular program. It is from YouTube, and it is The Power of Words, Speak Life, Encourage Others, Inspirational and Motivational Videos. And the particular channel is called Above Inspiration. So we all could use a little inspiration during the day, during the week. So if you're looking for some inspiration to keep you going, I would encourage you to look up Above Inspiration on YouTube. So let me just play a portion of this particular, the audio of the video of this particular inspirational piece, and just, you know, soak it in. Much of the information we hear with regards to inspiration, we've heard them before, right? Let's just admit it. Some of it we've heard it before, but it is always important to just remind ourselves of how important it is to stay motivated so we can finally push through and complete these goals that we have set out for ourselves. So take a listen and then stay tuned for the end of the program.
Not everybody that you encounter is often going through something that may not be obvious from the outside, but they're facing a battle on the inside. Everyone that you come across is facing some type of battle in their life. I hope that you'll embrace that you have no idea what God might do through a single word of encouragement. You have no idea how God could use you to offer someone hope, to build someone's faith. And I don't know about you, but there is so much negativity in the world today. I can't open up my social media feed without being discouraged. I can't read a news app without just being depressed. I can't talk to people with all the heartbreaking news in the world without being disheartened. And so many people in a polarized world can be so incredibly critical, so undeniably hateful. I think it's time that we as believers step in and lift others, bring words of hope, bring words of encouragement, because the words we speak are filled with power. Our words can build up, or our words can crush. In fact, Scripture says in Proverbs 18:21 that the tongue has the power of life and of death. I want my words to build your faith, to strengthen your confidence, to believe that God is for you, that He's with you, that He'll never leave you, He'll never forsake you, He's working in you. If it were up to me, I would encourage you and build your faith, because everyone, you see, is facing a battle that you don't know anything about.
The Scripture tells us that life and death is in the power of the tongue. That makes total sense. Because if you'll just take stop for 1 second and look back over your life, I guarantee you that every one of us in this room have got at least one incident in our life where we know we have seen the power of the tongue produce death. Death to relationships, death to jobs. How many people you know have been fired because of their mouth? How many marriages have been destroyed because of mouths, because of the tongue? So let's use our words to benefit us. Let's use our words to make the world around us better. Let's use our words to make our relationships better. Let's use our words to bring life to our marriage, life to our kids, life to our jobs, life to our minds, life to our families. Speak words that edify. Speak words that build up. Speak words that embrace. Speak words that forgive. Speak words that love. Speak words that...
Yes, so as you can see, the importance of speaking words that heal, the importance of picking our words correctly, because so many times, and I'm sure you've heard this growing up as a child, we say sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can do no harm. That is completely incorrect. And I think by now, if you're an adult, you have realized the power of words to do so much harm. So again, the importance of picking the words that we use, not only to speak to each other, but the words that we use internally. How many times do we spend time talking about we are not good enough, we are not, you know, pretty enough, tall enough, handsome enough, you know, whatever it is, you are enough. And that is one of the things that we have to learn to do. We have to learn to change the negative words in our minds into positive and uplifting words so that it would help to propel us in the direction of accomplishing our goals. So I hope you enjoyed the program today. If you tuned in late, you're listening to Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone on TDN Radio. And this is the program where we hold each other accountable with regards to completing and working on those life goals that we have set out for ourselves. So a reminder to have that to-do list. What will you do this week to ensure that you're staying on top of your goals? So will you be making that call that you need to make with regards to reaching out to someone? Will you be sending that email? Will you be filling in that application? If, for example, you're looking to get into college, will you be making time to get to the gym? If you're looking to lose weight, making time to prepare your meals? So there's so many steps, and it can be overwhelming at times, but it is so important. The same way we eat an apple one bite at a time, the same way we climb a mountain one step at a time, we simply have to focus on what is the next step that we ought to be taking to accomplish those goals. So again, thank you for joining us for another episode of Untapped Potential. I look forward to being in your company next week at the same time, 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, next Tuesday. So until we meet again, remember, your life story is your strength. The challenges you faced before have prepared you for the challenges that you face today. So remember, stay positive, stay engaged, stay active, and stay involved until we meet again right back here next week at the same time. You have yourself a productive...
How much Dominican history do you know? Want to learn some fun facts? We have a great and fun way to test your knowledge and learn more about our history. Get your copy of Dominic Anu, Dominica in Puzzle, fun for the whole family. Available now on Amazon.com. Visit pushpast10.com to learn more. Email us at dominicainpuzzle@gmail.com or call 877-698-9894.